Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
So he starts with the first question, and it says, what is the true meaning of yoga? So, it explained. Yoga is a Sanskrit word that means connecting two things or adding two things together. If you want to connect two bricks together, then cement, water, and other substances are needed. Similarly, real yoga is the process of connecting two persons, one being the Supreme Lord and other being each and every spirit souls. Forgetting the Supreme Lord, we, the embodied souls, suffer greatly. We have passed through all this various species of life as donkeys, asses, dogs, pigs, and sometimes as demigods. By his causeless mercy, the Supreme Lord Krishna has now given us the opportunity of this human life. But this form is very temporary. We do not know when we will die. We grieve because we are under the illusion that we are this body, which is a bag of urine, stool, blood, and other unwanted things. I go on with this. We believe we are this body and we endeavor only to please it. We do not try to satisfy our soul. The easiest way to meet with Krishna is through yoga. We are his parts and parcels, his eternal servants. There is no question of comparing Krishna's servant with worldly servants. However, as service to Krishna is very loving and beautiful, like that of a friend, mother, father, or son, or like the service of a lover towards his most beloved.
You see, this is start. Retreat again. Without relation, we cannot love.
It says,
what is cement and what is sand and what is water to fix the two bricks? That is your love. You cannot do without water, cement, and sand. Two bricks cannot be together. What is water is your love. And cement is a thing. When they mix with water and the sand, it becomes is taken. So love, action, in love and action become devotion.
What is taught as yoga nowadays is merely the exercise of the body. By exercising throughout our life or throughout our thousands of future lives, we will not be happy. We will repeatedly grow old, and one day we will have to give up this body. Here we are discussing true yoga, the ultimate connection. By what process can we meet the Supreme Lord Krishna? It is through the process of love and affection called bhakti yoga.
Yes, with devotion. Love in relation, which relation I am in conjugal love, I am like a motherly love, I am in friendly love. This is the water. Cement is your action. With act you have to mix it. And the sand, to make the power low, you make. We have a low power, cement has high power. But love makes you mix when the cement, water and the sand, then it becomes sticky. You cannot leave that. So soul cannot leave super soul in relationship only. If there is no relation, it not works. See that Jesus' life, he comes in relation with son and father to make the bhakti yoga. This is his devotion for the father. Similarly, Krishna cannot move yoga with Krishna without bhakti, without devotion. We need the devotion in one relationship.
Here we are discussing true yoga, the ultimate connection. By what process can we meet the Supreme Lord Krishna? It is through the process of love and affection called bhakti yoga. By giving our love to Krishna, we can attain that perfectional stage in which we will be happy forever.
Yes. Not with Vaidhi Bhakti, rituals we cannot make happy. Mental satisfaction can come with rituals, but we need a spiritual, that is prema bhakti. My loving behavior. Sand is there, cement is there, you mix the sand and cement. If the water is not there, it will not become sticky. That is love. Your water is your love to make the sticky to the cement and the sand. That is devotion. Prem makes you to devote in behavior, devotion in one relationship. And without relation, there is no love. Show me any place without relation, there is a love. We can talk, but we have nothing to do with that.
But what is that process? How can we attain the stage of prem, or pure love of God? The Uttama Bhakti, or pure devotional service, in the cultivations of activities that are meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna, or in other words, the uninterrupted love of service to Sri Krishna performed through all endeavors of the body, mind and speech, and through the expressions of various spiritual sentiments, bhav, which is not covered by jnana.
You see, jnana makes you disturbance, knowledge makes you disturbance. Not covered by jnana, not covered by knowledge. Knowledge makes you hindrance in the prem. We are not covered with the jnana, but jnana is doing, making blockage. Because if anything is covered with knowledge, prem will not come. Doubt will come. Jnana makes you to doubt. Knowledge make you to doubt. Mother never doubt to the son, because he don't need any knowledge for that. She knows. Right? But when you search for the knowledge, then you cover yourself with your intelligentsia, and then you create doubts in mind.
So nice. You once you related a wonderful pastime with Uddhava. He wanted to convince the
Mother Yashoda.
You wanna tell it? It would be nice.
Like Uddhava is full of knowledge, covered with the knowledge. And he said to Krishna, "Oh, they are very simple lady of village. They have no knowledge about you, that you are a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I will teach them that you are a Bhagavan, you are the Supreme God, you have no form. You are everywhere and nowhere. You have a no form, you have all qualities inside you." And he wants to teach that to Mother Yashoda. You say, "He has a no form." I say, "Are you crazy with them?" "He has no form. He is my son. From my childhood, I feed my breast to this boy, and I see him come to with me. This room is full of clothes, when he was child, he is wearing this. When he become 1 year old, he wear this. And when he was 2 years old, he wear this. And he 5 years old, he wear this. And he has no form, then how do you wear? Are you crazy? Which type of person you talking about? I don't know. I know my son. I believe in my son. I don't believe in that God. But you have knowledge. You are covered with the knowledge. So you don't understand about my son. I am crying for my son. I want my son. Don't say about his philosophy and it's about him that he has no form. What is his philosophy? Who can know better than me? Which time he likes to eat, which time he likes to sleep, where he likes to go. All details I have. And what you want to give more details about that? He's full of love. And he loves me always. And I feed my breast always. He cries for milk. He cries for butter. He cries for the sweet. Makhan Mishri. I am mother. I give birth to him and you give philosophy to me. What type of knowledge you have? You say no form. He has no desire. Always crying and asking from no. Always asking from me. Always he feel hungry. He said, make me rasgulla. I make rasgulla, then he said, make halwa for me. Then he said, make the only sweet you are giving to me. Make some salty thing. Always I am cooking for him. You say he has no desire. Or you become crazy, Uthava. Which type of knowledge you have? Something you are missing in your knowledge. This is Mother Leela. I don't want to cry. Why? He said, why you are crying for him? He is a Bhagwan. He said, I don't want to cry, but I cannot stop this tear. When I miss him, tears automatic coming from my eyes. What I can do this? My throat choke. What I think when I miss my son, I cannot stop my tears. It's not my mistake. My relation mistake. I make relation with him. This is my mistake. I think that you have no relation. You know, feel this to feel with my feeling how mother feels for the son. You have to go to the heart of some mother to ask how she feels for his son, how she feels satisfaction when the son is coming near to him. You have never understanding of this. Because he was covered with the knowledge.
There's also a karma that means result-seeking activities, and which is devoid of all desires other than the aspirations of bring happiness to Sri Krishna. This is the definition of Uttam Bhakti, or pure devotion.
What is Uttam? Relation make you highest. Uttam is highest. Highest devotion. Only mothers knows to give the highest. Mother, friend are also devote, good, but the from the friend, mother devotion is the highest. Friend, if you have a friend, you are sitting with the friend, and your baby cry inside, what you will say? He's very close friend of you. And baby cry, you will say, please wait. My child is crying, I have to take care. You leave your friend and run to your baby. The highest is the motherly relation from the friendship. But the mother feed the breast. Mother give everything, change the toilets, clothes and pee-pee and everything. But she only give the breast. She cannot open herself. But the conjugal love, there is no privacy. If the privacy is there, then conjugal love is not there. So the motherly love and conjugal love is the highest. The mother Yashoda love is the highest love because she feeds by the breast. She is always feeding to his child. What is the quality of mother? Only feeding. She cannot give without living without feeding, open this AC. She cannot live without feeding. If she is not feeding, then she is not mother. Mother means unconditional feeding. You will feed her again, that she is not bother. After 16 years, you will take care of him, she don't walk. She don't walk, the next day you will take care of him. She do unconditional. No condition is in her life. And real conjugal love also works like this. It works unconditional. And there is all five types of love in conjugal love. You become best servant of your conjugal lover. That's him. Sakya. Good friendship. Who's the best friend than conjugal lover? And at the same moment, you are also behave like a mother. Sometimes, when your lover is sick, you control like a mother. You can eat this, you can sleep this, you can do this. You control like a mother. Mother means, with love, she controls the child. Nature of mother to control. But full of love. So motherly love is also there. Unconditional motherly love. Unconditional dasya, servantly love. Unconditional. No, I am working for pagar from you. Any time you listen that the conjugal lover say that I am cooking for you and I need the money for that. I clean your clothes and you have to pay money for that. Are they? Is unconditional without doing nothing. I want to do, I feel pleasure in doing that. I control because motherly love also coming. Motherly love is the highest and conjugal love is the most highest. That to realize. And this is the watering to mix the sand and cement. Cement is the supreme and we are the sand. If we want to mix these two, we need the water in between loving exchange. Love mixes together. This love and my devotion for this love. Makes supreme. This is the bhakti and this is the goal of our Krishna consciousness. And this bhakti, love, is the goddess of love is giving the love. That is Radhika. Without taking shelter of Radhika, how you will know the love? If you want wealth, you have to take the shelter of Lakshmi. If you need power, you have to take the shelter of Shakti, Ma Durga. Then Shakti will come. And if you want to take shelter of love and you say, I don't like Radhika, are they? Where are you going then? Krishna is empty. What he can give you? He has no love, he is a beggar of love. He is begging for love. You know this? He is a beggar of love, you see. Begging love. And when he see this love, he say, only I want to be in your lotus feet. Means, I want to be only there, where is the love. That is my goal. Mother, what mother needs? Only love of his son. And mother is more high in this, you love or not love, I will love you. This unconditional thing is devotional, this is spiritual, this is the divine and this is Krishna consciousness. Any motherly love can make you Krishna devotion, always Krishna conscious. You are always conscious with Krishna, your conjugal love will make you always conscious with Krishna. Is not A, B, C, D, only A is there. No, you see the many A, B, C, D doing, but is only A, only my child is there. And one child makes all child. If the Krishna is my child, whole universe become my child. See the Amritananda. She is a mother because she makes the Krishna child. And the whole universe become child of Amritananda. Ma Amritananda. She come Vrindavan and I feel this, that is Krishna. He sees everyone say, Mother Jasoda come today. I see is behaving like a mother. Just so that. I see Anandamayi Ma also like that. So mother is an universal mother because she is a Krishna mother. Conjugal lover is a universal lover because he makes the lover to his Krishna. Friend becomes universal friend when he makes the friend of Krishna. Universal. He will behave similar to everyone. Is not surprising? How you can do this? But it's happening. You ask from the person who is practicing in this mood how they think and behave. I don't want to say the name because I know someone is practicing in this and they are also sitting here. But you have to assess this. They become universal, connected. Always the connection is divine. No doubt is there. Doubt is there when the cement is there and sand is there but water is not there. It is doubtful how the cement and water will work. I'm there, you are there, but love is not there. It's not working. I'm there, you are there, but how yoga will come when without love? Love is yoga will come only by the water.
And there always minimum there are two necessary now.
Cement and water.
By this love and affection.
Sand.
By this love and affection for the Supreme Lord, we can meet with Him and serve Him. The scripture states, Paramuktir Ishvar. Deep and sitting affection to Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, Sri Krishna. If the only transcendental religion of the soul.
What is the religion? Dharma. There is two religions. One is the dharma, religion of the body. Religion of the body, dharma, artha, how to earn money, how to use my karma, my desires, sense desire to balance that, and how to become free from that. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. This is the four religion of the human body. And we work on that. Right? This is the working for dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Is my human religion. And everybody is busy with the circumstances. But there is one more dharma for this jiva, jaiva dharma. That is nitya dharma. One is the nitya dharma. What is my dharma of the soul to always be with you? This is nitya. And what is nemetic, what brings out from you, that is one dharma. One is keeping connected with you, one dharma. One bringing out from you, second dharma. One is making useless, wasting my time, that is also three dharma. Anitya dharma. Nitya dharma, nemetic dharma, anitya dharma, three dharma. Nitya dharma, always how I can be connected with you. I need one association or many association who has same mood. They may keep up always connected with you, with my lover, with my mama, with my friend. That I want in my life. I want to play in the lap of my mama. I don't want to leave the lap of my mother. I want every day, even now, to suck the breast of mother. And when I satisfied myself, when I feed, take the feeding from the breast of mother. That is my dharma. This is Vatsalya Rasa. Conjugal love. I want to be in conjugal love dharma with you. Always be with you in my conjugal love. I want to give everything to you. My senses, my body, my heart, my mind, everything. You see the life of Jesus. He was in Nitya Dharma and he was fixed with his son behavior with his father. And he is feeding to all, to his friend, to his mother, and to his lover also. But in the divine way, all they are feeling satisfaction with his being. Because always fixed in one dharma, fatherly devotion. So when you are connected one place, you connected every place. Because you are in Nitya, always connected with Divine. That is the beauty of this spiritual life. That is the real yoga of the jiva.
The supreme occupation, dharma, and for all humanity, is that by which mankind attain the loving transcendental service unto the transcendental Lord. Such a devotional service must be uninterrupted and unmotivated to completely satisfy the self.
So, this is the satisfaction. Unconditional. Permanent satisfaction is coming. By giving you satisfied, you cannot stop yourself with the stopping yourself to not to give. Read again this line. read, listen very cautiously. Yeah.
The supreme occupation, dharma,
my clothes,
for all humanity is that by which mankind can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted.
Interrupted? No interruption in that.
24 hours a day. 24/7.
How you can interrupt this? Your connection? He cannot interrupt in material world. How you can interrupt in a spiritual world, Baba? Is the material you interrupt. A spiritual never interruption is coming, is always connected 24/7. He say, how I will work? His spiritual life? Because I have so many things to do. Are it 24/7 you will do? 7 every day, in no interruption. Only this connection is not there, so interruption is there.
There is a connection, but we are not aware of this,
right? We have a bodily connection. We not know our jiva dharma, religion of my soul. Then interruption not come. We only practicing in the sadhak deha. We not reach to the siddha deha, no interruption is there. We not reach to the my soul consciousness. So I interrupt with my doing, because this material body is the blockage. This is material, so this is the interruption. This blocks us to reach to the spiritual. Soul is moving, but interruption is my body. Soul and super soul has no problem. His whole body is divine. It can, soul will move direct to his spiritual body, but he has to go through the material body, so this is the blockage. So this holds us. Oh, where are you going to leave me? I have moral duty to do that. You don't do, stop doing to me the blocking. Interrupt us. But when you have a divine connection with him, then it cannot interrupt. When you fix there, then this interruption not effective. You understand? Nitya dharma, when you fixed in your nitya dharma, always living in that consciousness, then no interruption. That is the real yoga. No interruption. Interruption is blocking material thing. And this material, my senses, my body and mind is my block. My knowledge is my covering. It is tough. It's a basic thing. It's a basic thing. So I say, hidden path of devotion has to go from the ABC. Start with this, how to understand crystal clear. is a hidden. Hidden means is very open, but is a very confidential. Easy, but confidential. One is philosophy, is very open. Many books is written on that, but it's not confidential. You can read. But here you have to understand the reality. Then everything is crystal clear.
Spontaneous love and affection for Krishna, for the transcendental and eternal religion of the soul.
You see, again repeat, your mic is not working though. Listen seriously. In spontaneous love, love is spontaneous. Nothing can block this. Love is spontaneous. Try to keep it in your mind. Radhe. Say it.
Okay. Spontaneous love and affection for Krishna is the transcendental and eternal religion of the soul.
Soul. Eternal religion of the soul. Not your body. You have nothing to calculate from this body consciousness. From your soul to super soul. This is eternal. This is spontaneous. When we start calculating from my senses, my mind, calculative mind, is not spontaneous. How you can make it spontaneous? From you behave from your soul. Is always is spontaneous. You cannot live without this. You will feel that I am dying now. This is my duty to do. You say to stop mother to not to care his son. He says better to die. How I can eat without feeding to my son? Is better to die? It's spontaneous. This feeling cannot go out from us. Yes.
Meaning, the transcendental and eternal religion of the soul.
This is the religion. This is the religion. We have to change our identification from the soul, not from the body, not from my senses, not from my mind, not from my philosophy. Understand? Madhura, you are too much in philosophy. We have to come in the soul. I know you are full of love, but this love is coming from the soul. That is Jaivata. That is my eternal relation. Love. Go on.
The teachings of present-day religions are not only dharma.
No dharma. Narayan Maharaj is writing, no? The teaching of the present time is not only either. That is anitya dharma, namatic dharma, not nitya dharma. There is three dharma I say you. One is nitya dharma. This is the religion of my soul, my sarup. That I am mother, my dharma to care my son. I am a lover, my dharma to love. I am a Radha Dasi, I have to serve my Swami. This is my dharma. Other is nitya, anitya dharma or namatic dharma. Anitya dharma, useless for me. Why I will do go for that? And it's diverting me. Why I will divert my dharma? I will live in my dharma. Yeah. That is yoga. Understand? When crystal clear happened here, that makes me yoga. Always union. 24/7, you are not disconnected. And then you say, how I will get them to do the material work? You will do more advanced and fast and intelligently than others, because you are always in yoga. You are not alone now. Before you was alone, you can do one. Now you will do and your lover will do with you. Lover will be more active than you and more powerful than you. Automatic everything will happen in your life. You only think and these things will done. This will happen. Before I have to sit and work with them, with the laborers, now I never see what is happening and all goes better than before and faster than before. Because he is doing now and I am watching how things are going on. That is the beauty. Serious. Like you also, I don't believe. But now I believe when things start happening, several times. Because you never try like this.
If these religious teachings would indicate devotion to Krishna, then there would be dharma. But most of the adherents of religions such as Christianity, Islam and Buddhism don't accept the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord. They say that no qualities reside in Him. What would be the use of accepting God if He has no mercy or attributes, if He is like zero? We do not wish to accept such fallacious ideas. Without selfish motive, we desire that whatever we do to please Krishna. We are advised to consider what I'm going to do, will it please Krishna or not? Will it please my Guru Deva? In Bhakti Yoga we consider, only if our endeavors please them, will we perform those acts. We will strongly rejecting whatever is unfavorable for advancement in bhakti.
Nitya and namatik. Anitya, three times. What is not favorable? Not for me. In my spiritual identity. What is physical identity? Because we are so blocked in our material identity, only I see materially. I am so blocked in my senses, I see my sense identity. That I am only one sense. I not can see more than that. I am so blocked in my bodily identity. I see my only body. But somebody is come up from this and he is fixed in my his soul identity. Then he is a jaivaka. Somebody is more higher than that. He come in his sarup and he fixed with his sarup. Like a mother is like a jaiva. Mother is a sarup, is a form. He is more elevated than jaiva. Because she become mother in a sarup, she got the form. She is not a jiva. Jiva is a marginal. Jiva cannot be fixed with the motherly or friendly. Sarup can fix in that. That is the sthayi bhava. But jiva only fixed in no marginal, no relation, is the impersonal. But when the mother you say is a personal, when you say friend is a personal, when you say father is a personal, when you say conjugal lover is a personal, when you say I am a Radha Dasi, then you make yourself personal of Radhika. Then if jiva is grown up in a higher stage of consciousness and he got the form, then this jiva before was marginal, now it has become a sthayi, established in one relation. So what is the highest? Higher. Your sarup is higher, your identification is higher than marginal. Like Maharaj thanks cement and the sand. Identification of cement is also there. And identification of sand is also there. Identification of cement is a mother. Identification of lover is a cement. And any scent is coming with the mixing with the cement becomes same power. But in between cement and sand, water is there, love is there, so it becomes. Understand?
And just one thing. I said also there must be minimum two persons, like there must be a relation, there
yeah.
must be an exchange.
Mother and son, that's it.
Or lover and beloved.
Friend and friend, two friends. And one is beloved, one is lover, two.
Exactly.
Two is necessary. And then I want to become Radhika Dasi. Means I want to be a servant of this beloved, to be close with them, to serve all the time to them. So I become the similar to learn from her how she is exchanging love. Because the conjugal love is very private and to learn very many things. Mother can be a independent, but conjugal lover is more when she takes the center of Radhika to learn that.
So the conclusion is, in the Kevala Advaita from Shankaracharya there is no love, because there is only a oneness.
I cannot understand one can have love to him. One cannot love yourself. You cannot love yourself. We also say, you love yourself, means you love to the soul. But love cannot be in alone yourself. How you can love yourself? This is Sankara philosophy. So it's a no meaning. But this too is a meaning. Without two, no exchange can be. Soul need one super soul, and soul need one soul. Soul when exchange with love with the soul is a material base. Soul is connected with this super is a divine base. And this divine base can make you all living soul loving like that. Then all the same other soul you can behave similar. Because you will not see physical body, you will see the soul expansion. Super soul expand in many different souls. All are the son of the same father. We all brother and sister of the same father. You will see like that. Then, before I am looking from the bodily consciousness, now I start looking from soul, and super soul expansion in all living souls. Different reason. And that is the spiritual reason. Understand?
This is the Veda, Ved, Tattva.
There is a difference or no difference? Radhe, Radhe, go. This is crystal clear, then you can move for the Raghava. If this is not clear, then not easy to understand. I will do the Raga Bhakti with the bodily consciousness. Then it becomes little not easy to understand. Understand? So, more is one step more clear, then more easy to flow there. In exchange of love. So easily touch nose like this. When this is clear, you can touch nose. Touch nose like this. This has to be clear. It is difficult to accept. But when you will accept, for this we need chanting. To accept this point, we need to pray. Nothing else. We need the mantra to pray, only to accept this. And when you accept this, every moment is 24/7 in the world, one point. You will never see to the Sanatani japa. See, I never see to chanting to her. Maybe for you she is japa doing, but she no need. 24/7 she is facing one point. That to learn. We are praying this, when this time will come, that it will become crystal clear in my life. I will also try to be 24/7 in this consciousness. Oh my Lord, when you will help me to do that. Love. Understand?
Radhe, Radhe, Lord.